lie. I be rolling with you, mommy. I be feeling the motion. When I'm inside you, I be deep as the ocean. When it comes to your love, can't lie. It be strong as a potion. That's why me and you forever be coasting. Let's roll.
Cold pirate on the passenger side. Be so fly. Yeah. She so lit. We so high. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Cold pilot.
Yo, yo, what up, y'all? Welcome to another one, man. It's your boy, Rob One, and this is Sparking Conversation. And y'all know what I do each and every week, man. I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. But today, I'm solo, right? Today, I'm solo. I wanted to bring y'all some information today. You know what I'm saying? I think that sometimes, you know, I have guests lined up for another show. So listen, this is what's going on here. I got to get into my shout out to the people who download the audio version, but let me just go through this real quick. So season two, I've been running my seasons based on the year, like not based on episode numbers, right? So I know most of the time people do seasons based on episode numbers. It might be 10 episodes of the season, maybe 12 episodes of the season or whatever. For me personally, I run my seasons through the year because each season I want it to really mean something. And also, I want to make sure that anybody who invests in this platform, whether it be from sponsorships or whether it be from affiliate or whatever it may be, I want them to understand the dedication that I put to my platform where, you know, you're going to get this all year. It's not going to be, you know, just here and there or slightly or any of that stuff. Like, listen, I didn't miss not one Tuesday in 2024. Right? 2023, I only missed one Tuesday in 2023 because my birthday was actually on Tuesday. This year, my birthday is on Wednesday. So that was the only Tuesday that I missed in 2023. So with this year, I haven't missed not one Tuesday, right? And that's just based on dedication to the platform, right? Saying to myself, yo, I believe in it. To me, it really don't matter. Now, I know a lot of people say, yo, you can't sit up here and say what don't matter to you. Like, you can't say that, you know, whether people are paying attention to you or not don't matter if you got a platform. I completely understand that. But what I mean by it don't matter is that, you know, I know for most people, if you think about your social media following alone, and you think about all the people that you may have on your social, on your timeline, people you may know from high school, people in your family, or whatever the case may be. I know, like, yo, a lot of people may be thinking to themselves, like, I know mad people. So whenever you start something, you're going to think that it's going to go because of maybe the support that you get on other things. And I promise you, you really, really get to see how much support you really get when you put up something that really requires people to actually be invested in what you got going on. And I know for a lot of people, they get fooled by the likes and stuff like that. I know a lot of ladies too, like for real, like they really got this thing about them where they really feel like people really rock with them because they get a lot of likes. They may get a lot of comments on pictures, videos, especially depending on how they look. But as soon as they throw up a product or something that got to be sold or something that people got to be invested in, boom, boom, boom. It just, you know what I'm saying? It's finito. It's not there. They don't get the traction that it gets when a person just want to look at you or just say, yo, this is all I want to do. I want to get from you is this. And so that's why I always say, like, when models be modeling, like, the fact that, you know, or whatever you feel like you are, you know, as a woman, like, a lot of times when you are presenting yourself and showing that you have a certain look about you, whether it's your body or whatever, like, that's why it's like, yo, if that's your biggest advertising tool, like, why not have something on that you can market and promote? You know, like, why wouldn't that be the asset? You know what I'm saying? Like, why wouldn't you really treat yourself as an asset more than you know, you really look at yourself as just, you know, something that you feel like people have to, like, you deserve a certain thing just because of how you look, like entitlement. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just, you know, my little tidbit for that. But thank you to all the people that download the audio version of this platform. I definitely appreciate y'all. Y'all already know how I give it up to y'all each and every week because y'all the real MVPs because y'all really go out there and y'all download the MP3 every week and y'all go out there and y'all represent it. So I'm appreciative of y'all. Thank y'all so much, all right? Because like I said, this platform, this podcasting thing, a lot of people they focus only on this visual part, like what people are seeing. And I promise you, that audio version is the real means of the bread and butter to get into that butter too, or that bread. You know what I'm saying? It's the audio version. Like, yo, you really got to take this into consideration. So with that being said, let me shout out the sponsor, RSS Feed. Yo, y'all know I'm going to have a link for y'all in the description. RSS Feed is a platform where you can take the audio version of your platform and you can distribute it to Spotify, Apple, everywhere where people consume audio versions of podcasts. And I'm saying that to all my people to say, look, don't let people tell y'all it's too many of it. It's a lie. It's never too many. It may be a lot, but it's never too many, right? An audience is an audience. And if you can figure out a niche and you can find a means to give people some type of substance and it's in what you're saying, then yo, just do it. Like, if anything else, it'll give you a sense of ownership about something that you believe in. And it's not just based on you looking like you're agreeing with everybody else and you have your own platform, but they allow you to start for free, right? Distributing your audio version of your platform. So look, there's no excuse for people to really take this stuff serious if you're into podcasting or have a platform where you're talking or you're speaking. And you got to realize the audio version is how you get to wherever you can find that financial freedom in doing this. Most people, they quit because of this part. They don't go viral. And I'm telling y'all, that's not how you get to the bag. Yeah, you could get to the money going viral on whatever platform that you're on going viral on. I get that. But you got to constantly do that if you don't already got an audience. Yeah, you can strike gold once. But what I'm saying to you about the audio part is that you actually become a publisher. Right. So it's a double thing. It's not just, yo, I'm just doing something just to do it. You actually are a publisher. The audio version of my podcast actually is I submit those to my publishing. The same one that I have for music, ASCAP. I do the same publishing for the audio version of my podcast. It's the same thing. So not only does the catalog for the music is there, the catalog for the podcast is there too as well. So I'm giving y'all a free game because I don't want people to get caught up in this AI revolution where they feel like they're going to lose their jobs and they don't have a means to sustain themselves. If everything is going to the digital space, now why not put yourself in a position where you can get, you know, even if it's advertisement or affiliate marketing, it doesn't take much for you to really put something into yourself to say, if this is something you want to do, I'm just letting y'all know, it's out there. All right. Who else? We want to get the V-Atlas. V-Atlas One is definitely a sponsor of the platform. I am a brand ambassador for V-Atlas One. I'm telling y'all, we come in. We're going to do the wine tastings. As soon as we getting down through around February, March, we're going to get out there and we're going to start getting the wine tastings. We want all you, everybody that can, to sample the wine. We want y'all to dig it. We got three different flavors. We have the sweet, semi-sweet, and we also have the dry for those people that are into that portion of the wine, right? So I'm going to be putting it out there. We're going to be posted up in certain places. We want y'all to pull up. Y'all want y'all to come sample this wine. Let us know what you're thinking. And, yo, we're going to get this brand moving, right? Because we understand that, you know, very few of us are in this space. And if you're a connoisseur of a great tasting wine and you like to chill and you like to relax, I like to introduce y'all to the V-Atlas brand. So, again, I'm coming, y'all. Don't worry. We coming. We're going to be set up. Y'all just make sure that y'all be ready for the information when it comes. And I got you all. All right. Sparking Conversation merch. Y'all know the vibe. If y'all want to support us, y'all can always hit me up personally and I can get y'all. We're going to have the link in the description and y'all can click on my link tree and then y'all can go up there to the merch and y'all can support that too as well. Java Burn. Y'all know how that go. Y'all go check out Java Burn. Y'all will see the link in the description as well. Shout out to Second Round. Y'all got to go check that out too as well. You know, all the sponsors, man, I want y'all to check it out. The links will be in the description and yeah, it's gonna be dope, man. So I hope all of y'all just enjoy all of the things that we market and promote on the platform. All right, so with that being said, y'all know the vibe, man. I gotta give y'all this, man, because I don't have a guest this week, right? Because you know, I do have a guest next week, and then that will be my last show for the season, and then we'll come back in January. We'll pick right back up. I already am booked up all the way through February, you know, just about. So, you know, it's steady coming, you know what I mean? I don't book out too far just in case things happen. I got room to do a show right there, you know what I'm saying? Where I don't have to hit nobody like, yo, listen, can we move it around? And I'm dedicated to Tuesday. Tuesday nights, right? I go live every Tuesdays, no ifs, ands, or buts. I don't do pre-records or none of that. I don't try to make it convenient. This is a real business for me, and I treat it that way, right? So every Tuesday night, 8 p.m., I'm going live. Y'all can check out. I got some really interesting people coming up, too. So I want y'all to stay tuned, man. Stay locked. And y'all can get this information from the people. All right. So let's get into the meat and potato of things. First off, I want to say to all of y'all out there that's shopping, right, that's out here doing your thing for the holidays, that's running in and out of these stores and all that other stuff, please, y'all, keep y'all composure. You know what I'm saying? Listen, don't take so much of this into a place where you feel like, you know, you got to really get into your feelings about small things, right? I don't care if you're under pressure and all that other stuff. If you're really under pressure, don't force yourself to go to any stores, because me personally, just going to the Walmart over Thanksgiving, you know, Thanksgiving just passed, you know, it's the same, right? I didn't do, you know, wanted to talk too much about Thanksgiving and food and all that other stuff, and we'll get into that. But what I witnessed was something that I feel like it just should never happen, right? So, you know, at the Walmart, going in to pick up some items to get ready before, you know, Thanksgiving, the day before, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm witnessing these two people. It was a white man and a black lady, right? And they're arguing over a parking spot. So at first it starts off with like, yo, you know, I guess they were both trying to get the same parking spot. One person pulled in a little too close to the other. They almost hit each other, boom. But they didn't. So with that being said, they figure it out. They try to get out each other's way. And in that same purpose, I guess they start talking back and forth at each other just over the fact that they wanted the same parking spot. So they going back and forth to the fact where the lady just jumps out the car, right? On the dude and like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll do this, that, and the third. Like, she had like a weapon. It wasn't a knife at that point. It was just like something that she had. Like, it was like some type of pole. It might have been the thing that you, the jack, like the piece of the jack. That you take the lug nuts off the joint. So she had that, the crowbar or whatever. So it looked like she had that. So they going back and forth or whatever. So the lady get in her car and she decided to go on to another row, right, to find a different parking spot. So the dude, he at this point, he get out the car and he follow her. Right, he follows her to where she's getting ready to park. Now he's antagonizing her. So now she get out the car again. Now this time, when she get out the car, she got a knife. Now she telling him to back up, back away from me, get away from me. You got the parking spot. Take the parking spot. Boom, boom, boom. But he not leaving. He's still just walking up on her, walking around her car to the point where then he pulls out his phone. So he want to go around to her car and get a license plate. So she goes around and stands at the back of her car trying to block him from actually videotaping her license plate. Because, you know, at this point, now she feel attacked. Now she feel threatened. So next thing you know, push come to shove, bam, he done caught two of them. She done stabbed him twice. Bam. So look, I'm in the position where I'm like, yo, I got my son out here, 2 years old. Everybody's in the parking lot trying to scream. And they like, yo, this, that, and the third. So I'm looking at the situation from this perspective. Like, yo, one of them, if not both of them, really did not have a good day. And either one of them was going to prove a point to that day. And I looked at it, you know, and I looked at how close and how far things were from the election. And you know, I just don't understand the climate of race relation in our country, because right now we're still at a deficit. If y'all don't understand, economically, we're still at a deficit, and we're still allowing race to come between us to the point where everybody's on edge just based on another person's color. Now, listen, I'm not going to speculate and just throw it out there and say, yo, I think it was racially motivated what happened. I'm saying the fact that to me, it had to be, because what man, first of all, there's no man that should be walking around even trying to intimidate a woman, regardless of what her color is. And then for the woman, like, listen, at this particular point, if you feel like this person is really going through that particular, once you got in your car, why wouldn't you just leave? And I get it. Pride and ego allows people to like, no, I'm going right here. I'm doing this, that, and the third. Well, we know that there are other grocery stores, and we know that they have other spots that you could probably frequent or go to avoid having to go to a space where you do that. So now this person is locked up, this other person in the hospital for the holiday, right? And to me, you know, it's a whole nother thing about the holidays, but I'm just saying the fact that we understand that people use these holidays as a means to be with their family and all these other things and get time off work and do all these other things. I don't think you go through all that just so you can wind up in somebody's hospital or in somebody's jail for that matter, right? But it happened. So I'm saying to all y'all out there that's out there shopping, please just pay attention to your surroundings. Again, the traffickers, they got tricks and all these other things. They know people are out there only looking at one thing, and that's focused on getting into the store and get whatever they want and get that stuff in the car. Mind you, there are people out here watching y'all. There are people out here who have less than they're trying to take so they can provide for an image that they're trying to, you know, show their family. Because all too often this time of the year, people really equate this time of the year with gifts. Like, and people feel a type of way if they get gifts or if they don't get gifts, and because it depends on what type of gifts, and if they don't. So, you know, you got to be mindful of your surroundings and be mindful of the people who are really on edge and who really may be missing a few sandwiches in a picnic basket. I'm just saying, you can't run up on everybody. You can't be in that energy all the time. Like, you could be in a place where you know you're defending yourself, but just being in a place where you want to be an aggressor all the time is terrible. If you guys are watching right now, you agree or disagree with that, yo, put it in the comments, because I want to know, like, do y'all think that it's important for you guys to make sure you pay attention to the people around you and take your ego and pride out of things? That way you can make it back home. Like, we understand everybody has a means of, you know, really feeling like they could protect themselves, but just relax, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, everybody is still pretty much upset over the election. Like, that's the number one thing that got so many different people up in, and I'm trying to figure it out. Like, why is this election so bad to people where they really are taking this shit too far? Like, if anything, I don't understand this, and this is something that's been in the news all week, right? All week so far. It's only Tuesday, so I guess, yeah, maybe not all week, but, you know, whatever. Hunter Biden. So, you know, President Biden pardoned his son on the way out. Now, I guess for most people who don't pay attention to details, right? They only pay attention to what the news says. To them, they would think that that's something that he's supposed to do. That's his son. His son is in some type of trouble. He got the power to do that. So why wouldn't he do that? That's his son. I know a lot of people say that. But here's the thing. You know, he's on record, he's on video, and a whole lot of things saying that he wouldn't do this. Like, he's not going to pardon him. He got to trust the justice system, trust the legal system, because the legal system was going after Trump, right? For whatever he was doing, they were going after him. So, you know, they like, yo, I'm not going to be a part of whatever, you know, Trump is a part of. You know, if my son did wrong and he not, you know, in the good space where he's supposed to be, and if he got to do what he got to do and serve that time, that's what's going to happen, because, you know, he did it. So, and I'm only saying he did it because he was convicted. He was convicted of tax evasion, and he was convicted of the weapon. So he was convicted. It wasn't like, you know, this is speculation. This was something going on. And then the laptop thing is a total another thing, because the laptop information that's on there is the inner dealings of, you know, what was going on in Ukraine, like all the companies or the different scenarios that was going on with the companies that, you know, Hunter Biden was a part of that is out in Ukraine. And all of a sudden now they got this war. It's a lot. And for so many people that say, I'm not into politics and stuff like that, and I get that. My platform is not a political platform at all. I'm actually bipartisan. I don't care too much about focused on one side. I'm about, like, whoever, however the change got to be made, it take both. That's life in general. No matter what's going on, if you got partnership, if you got a, like, look, it take both. It take everybody that's a part of it in order for it to make it happen. Just screaming on one side and not recognizing the other just don't make sense. sense. It hasn't done us as color people at all no good in this country for us to just be partisan to one you know, party the whole time, when that one party has never really done nothing for us but made us dependent. You know what I mean? But anyway, that's not my point. My point is, the man said he wasn't going to do it. He said it. The press secretary of the White House said it. Other members of the White House, that so many people said it. You know what I mean? The View, all of these other places that are totally, you know, in this space of the Democratic space, said that nah, he would never do nothing like that, right? And fam did it. And he did it right in front of everybody's face. But then it makes you think, yo, listen, if they'll lie about something like that, because it ain't just that he did it, because it's a straight up lie. He said he wasn't. He said it a bunch of times. It's on video. His press secretary said it, and my other people that's around him said that, and then he did it. And then so now he lied. So now it makes you really think about all the other stuff that's been going on. Could that have been a lie too? Like the border, saying that the border was secure. Was that the truth? Obviously not. Right? Or, you know, the economy is doing good. Is that the truth? No. Obviously not. Look at inflation. Like, if the economy was doing good, then inflation wouldn't be happening. Or if there's a such thing as inflation, then would have been some executive order for, you know, the corporations that to boost wages to match what's going on out there, so that way that, you know, the people can survive and they can make it. You're still getting profits at the end of the year. I don't know if some of y'all ever looked at the profit earnings of the company that you work for. Like, it's public knowledge, but I know some of y'all probably don't look. Y'all just glad to have a job, and I get it, I guess. No, I don't, really, because it doesn't make sense why people don't ask for more. Like, people are so into this mindset of just being thankful for what they have that they don't understand their value, to the point where, you know, if you work together, the value is in the numbers, that you guys can get what you're asking for. They say you don't get what you deserve, you get what you negotiate. So I don't understand why groups of people in whatever department and not getting together, like, yo, listen, we need to negotiate with the company. I see y'all earnings. I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at it. You guys are doing really good. You guys are in profit. So why is that none of that coming down to the people? You know, to the ones who actually put you in that position to be in profit. Like, why wouldn't you doing that? We doing it at the people who are working for these companies are doing it at a strain. And I'm saying, like, you gotta think about it. Companies, they are arrogant, and they know that you're not going to read. So it's like, yo, they know that you're going to go to work each and every day. Like, you're not going to go up there and look. You don't look at the stock prices of the company that you want. You may see it on your homepage, depending on where you work at. But outside of that, I don't think people really pay attention to that, to go see, like, yo, wait, hold on. We're in an inflationary period, but my company is actually in profit, and then none of that is coming down. They're just allowing you to work from home. And I guess because, like I said last week, people working from home think that they really getting something by working from home. No, they're allowing you to be in a position where they don't have to give you more by saying that they're allowing you to work from home. Like, boom. Let's say this, for example, because we know a lot of people are saying, no, it's not that. It's because of what the, you know, the vid that happened. And because of the pandemic, you know, everybody got this, you know, hybrid schedules. You don't need to be in there every day on top of people and all that. But I'm saying, like, yo, I still see the restaurants be packed. The bowling alleys, everything recreational will still be packed. So why is the excuse of them being able to still have people working from home? It don't make sense. The only reason why they're allowing people to work from home is so that's their excuse for not having to pay you more. Like, but I guess that's the part that people don't see, because it's like the light that's flashing in front of you is the light you see. But the light behind you is the means that you, you know, the light that you need to pay attention to. But they don't look at that, right? Because most people think that they're getting something. And then, you know, oh, I'm working from home, so, you know, I don't spend gas like that. I don't do all these other things. And yeah, rightfully so. You probably don't. And you would think that, well, yo, I'm saving money because I'm doing that. But no, because just because you're not driving your car every day don't mean I got anything to do with the freaking groceries. But that same thing is going into the groceries. So it's the same thing. Like, yo, stop. Like, I'm just saying, like, at some point, people are going to rally together, right? Somebody going to find a reason season work together. Because even with the pandemic, like even with that going on, I don't know if y'all saw this, but this is something else I hope that y'all paid attention to, because, you know, Mark Zuckerberg himself has been in these Senate meetings as of this year, going like not even like last month he was in there. And, you know, he actually admitted that the Biden administration, you know, they forced him to censor information on the pandemic. Not just the pandemic, but the jab and the whole nine. Like, they were forced to censor the information on it. So, you know, he had to admit that, and he admitted it in Senate. And not only that, you know, and for anybody that want to, you know, that don't believe me, that's fine. You can fact check it. Only reason why I don't show videos on this platform, because for some reason I get community guideline violations. I see people doing reaction videos, and I don't. And I get guideline, I get, you know, community guideline strikes against me whenever I show videos. And then I guess it's the commentary behind it. You know, for whatever reason, because they hit me all the time. And even now, I'm streaming live on Twitter. I'm streaming live on YouTube, Twitch, and I'm on Facebook right now. And so even with that being said, Mark Zuckerberg, even me saying that, that's another thing. And then even when I put the stuff on TikTok, and I said last week how TikTok gonna be bad, and the reason why. And these are all platforms that, you know, will censor you. They will cut you off. They will shadow ban you. They will, you know, really put you in a position where you got to really, 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 really work for people to get to your product and get to your stuff. You know, even me personally, like, yo, when I put up the skit stuff and when I was putting up the reels for the skits, thousands of views on the reels and the skits. But these podcast clips that I put up, no. You know what I mean? It got to be worked. Like, I actually got to work. I work the groups pages and all of these other things. Like, I do all of these different things in order to move it around, in order for it to get. And that's the reason why it's moving, because organically it's picking up people who don't know me. Because the people who actually know me, or the people who actually follow or see it, they don't react to it. They don't share it. They don't respond or anything. Like, I can see the views, right? But they don't, the people who know, they don't do none of that, right? So everything that I get is from either the guests that be on or people who don't know me at all. They get on there. They comment. They share. They do all these things. That's how the platform has been able to move around. So that's another thing to all y'all out there that's doing this. You know, never mind your friends and family. If you're doing it because you think they're going to jump out there and support you, just it's the wrong reason to do it. Do it because you got a real purpose of doing it, and the people will find you that need you. Because that's how I've been moving around. People have been finding me, or however it been, I've been putting myself in their face, I guess. And from then, I've been getting whatever I've been getting off of the platform. So I'm just saying that. But there's a fact for y'all. So Facebook had to admit it, that they were being censored by the government in order to keep information about the whole pandemic out the way, so you guys wouldn't know that it really leaked out of a lab. They didn't want y'all to know that. They wanted y'all to think that it was some bats that flew around and shitted on somebody's shit and then it passed around like that and all other corny shit, but it wasn't, right? And not only that, they also were censoring other information, right? Not just that. But I want y'all guys to go up there. You can go on YouTube. You can look it up. You can say Senate meeting, Mark Zuckerberg. Put the hashtag Mark Zuckerberg Senate, whatever you want. And all the videos will come up, and you can do the research and go find out on your own that all these social media platforms were being paid to censor information and to censor people that was giving out information. Like, if that don't wake y'all up to, you know, the fact that there are things that they only want you to know so they can keep control over you, not the other way around. Because at this particular point, I told y'all, MSNBC is up for sale right now. CBS ass is next, because The View is wilding. Them women on The View is wilding. They falling apart. They doing everything they can to try to keep controversy going. They're really talking about the American people as if everybody is stupid but them. They are for social media censorship. Like, they really feel like, you know, people should not get their information from podcasts and platforms. They should not get it from us. They should only get news and information from them, because they feel like they're the ones that have the credible sources and the credible information, but they're the ones that's been lying the whole time. And then they crazy because they act like we don't know. It's collages, right, of news stations telling the same story. Same exact way, same punchlines, same joke setups. It's the same thing. It's collages out there. Y'all guys can go look that up. News reporting, same story, collage, hashtag that, whatever. And you can go see for yourself. It's not just me saying it. I'm being honest with y'all. Just my opinion. CBS Assets up next for sale because they losing ratings each and every day. They said that the Hallmark Channel got more ratings than they do right now. And you know the type of programming that the Hallmark Channel show. They only show family-based, you know, Christian-based type scenario. You know what I'm saying? So y'all got to know about that. Also, that's just part of that because they got an antitrust case going against Google as well, too. I don't know if y'all know that. They were already found guilty by one judge because it's the same thing. They've been censoring information. They've been putting certain things up top and suppressing other things just so people can be distracted about or they could be persuaded on different things and topics. And you wouldn't know the difference because most people look at Google as a ranking thing because most of us that's been in this game of content, whether it's music or whatever, we all know about SEO. We all have been trying to get SEO the right way, backlinks, hashtags, all these other things on our videos so they can move the right way. We all know that. So we've been all studying it, putting that work in order for you. And when it don't even matter now because these places are taking into consideration the money that they're getting from the back door in order for information that we are giving not to get out to us. So it's like, why? It's the same thing. So I just want y'all to know that. Y'all could go up there and look that up. Google, antitrust. And that's just part of it, right? Because the fact that Hunter Biden got pardoned by his dad after he said he wasn't, you know, when the man has already been found guilty of the crimes that he was already charged with. Now, the laptop thing is a whole nother thing, but I'm figuring that they was going to get into that laptop and get into other scenarios. So I guess that's why he was pardoned. But at the end of the day, y'all, it just shows y'all that, you know, the justice system can be weaponized, the government can be weaponized. And for those of y'all that didn't catch the hook when it came down to all the people that's out there screaming up and down like, yo, we got a felon for a president. We got a felon for a president. If you guys haven't understood that all this time, black men have been yelling and screaming, yeah, yo, they are using the justice system against me. They are, you know, they are doing this thing. Have y'all ever heard of a term called trumped up charges? Like, ain't that ironic, right? Trumped up charges where they are adding on top of things that ain't got nothing to do with really what's going on with you in order to give you more time. And so many people have been yelling and screaming like, yo, they did this unfair, it's unjust. And they just like, eh, whatever. That's what everybody say. That's what all criminals say. That's what all. And people call you a felon. People call you all these things not knowing that you've been wrongfully locked up, but just because. I had the vigilante sheriff on here, and he said it out of his mouth. He was the sheriff of Clayton County in Georgia. He said it out of his mouth. A lot of men are just locked up just because they feel like, you know, people can. And they tell him like, yo, we just gonna leave him there because he probably did something else, even if he not in there for what they in there for. So if the people saying it out their own mouth and this is going on, now is the time for people to go fight with for their loved ones. Now is the time for people to start figuring out, yo, okay, so now I got a means of being able to use this as evidence that I can go and get other things done because of what happened with him. But y'all not seeing it because you're too busy being racially motivated on what y'all see when it comes to fam. Y'all don't even see the fact that he's even a sacrificial lamb for all of us that is paying attention. Like, oh man, they did this. Like, this is what we've been talking about. He did the same thing they did to him is the same thing they did to all these black people that they've been running through this prison pipeline system. And then now look at what the man turned around and did with his own son. He pardoned his own son when his son is dead wrong. And nobody ain't saying that. Y'all, like, y'all, all y'all people that was mad about the election, y'all not saying nothing about that? All right. Well, like I said, if it come down to it, I just want everybody out there to know. Like, a lot of times, if we not going to figure it out on our own, regardless of who they put in the front, if we not going to get to that place, then it don't really matter what we think. Because at the end of the day, work together is the number one. And if we don't figure that out, then there's nothing to really figure out, right? Because let's put this into perspective. If you kind of put it, if all of these places are going this way, like California, right? Let's take California, for example. California has said, listen, if you're a migrant, we will even pay for your attorney fees. They officially wrote it into law where California is now an official sanctuary state. So anybody that makes it across the border, you make it to California, not only will you be able to stay there, they will give you subsidies and all these other things. And they will even pay for attorney fees in order for, like this is bananas. And I'm saying, like, yo, this is still all money coming from the taxpayers, but guess how they going to double tax you? So the fact that they're trying to be a completely green state, so they're giving tax incentives incentives to people who have electric vehicles, just not Tesla. We know why. But if you own a Tesla, they ain't giving you shit, even though Tesla is the only car manufacturer in California that does electric vehicles, which is bonkers that they doing that. It don't even make sense, but that's it. But for the people who drive a regular car that got gas, the tax that they proposing for that coming up based on this new thing that he signed in the order is going to add an extra 47 cent to each gallon on top of whatever you're paying now. Now, and when I looked it up, the nation's average of who has the highest gas price, California is the number one state that already has the highest gas price per gallon. And they're going to add an extra 47 cent on top of that in order for you to drive a regular car if you don't have a... And they're going to take that money and they're going to turn around and invest it right into the immigrants. So that is... bananas, yo, that we really have people that we vote into office that care more about people than they own. And I'm not saying that the people who come over here don't need things. I don't know. I can't say everybody don't. I'm sure that there's a lot of people, because I know people who slid through here and they dope people. So I'm not saying that all migrants are bad people and they don't deserve an opportunity. I'm saying, though, is that whenever you put the lives of other people before your own, that says a lot about a person. And it doesn't matter how you justify it. It's like you're supposed to handle and take care of home first, but that's not what they doing. Because the other sanctuary state is New York. Now, New York just reported that they got 58,000 violent migrants just in New York alone, and 1,000 of them are actually in particular gangs. So, and then to me, I'm like, you know, New York is, if any place, they are definitely a state that can defend themselves. I'm talking about just the people around, but we know that they got really strict gun laws in New York. So, but we also know that's never stopped things from going on in New York. So, you know, if anything, I'm sure the people in New York know how to will defend themselves at all costs, you know. But that's just a sad place to be in as a people and as a community, right? Because we got to be aware of everything, because even now, like, they got scammers who actually are targeting the residents of North Carolina that have been affected by the hurricane. They are scamming these people, yo. They are actually getting these people. They are calling these people, telling them that they got relief for them, getting all their information, getting their banking information and all these other things, claiming that they're going to deposit them money and all this other shit, and they're robbing these people blind. What I'm saying to you is that in this world, there's no ends to the means of what people will do for money. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, yo. There are people that will do anything for money. They don't care who they affect. They don't care about the people they get it from, as long as they get it. It has no bearing. And I'm going to be honest with y'all. Next week, I'm not going to do it this week, but next week, I got a guest next week. But in my opening, I'm going to break down some of the things that, you know, the taxpayers' money so far, well, at least for the last 4 years, some of these things they've been going for a little longer than that I'm going to show y'all what some of our taxpayer dollars have been paying. right? I just want to compile it all. You know what I mean? I got a couple of more places to kind of investigate, to put it all together. And I'm going to bring it to y'all. So next week, I'm going to bring it to y'all because I want y'all to understand, you know, scammers, and it's not just in the people who are trying to steal from you. Scammers are out here that are the people who are actually we're giving money to. Well, actually, some of us are actually scammed because we're giving it away. And then for most people who have a 9-to-5, you're not technically giving it away. You're just going to work. And as long as you go to work and get that check, they're going to take theirs out before you get yours. And so just so you know, that's where it's all going. Right. And look, we got more than that because. So many different things have been going on this week. And I'm saying to y'all, the reason why I'm even talking about scammers is because Pornhub was shut down, right? Pornhub was shut down because they had to remove 91% of their content because that content was content that was showing underage sex where girls were technically underage and boys were underage. And not only that, they had a bunch of video content up there where the actual person in the video wasn't even coherent, right? Limp, not even awake while a person was assaulting them, right? And this is on Pornhub. So Pornhub is a free site that people could go up and they could watch whatever. That's free, right? Okay, bet. But then they have a subscription base. So in that subscription base is where all this other stuff be floating around. Where, you know, if you ain't into that, you probably ain't going to go look for that. But for the people that is into that, they got subscriptions and they pay a monthly fee through these credit cards. And they got access to a bunch of content involving videos. Minors. Do y'all know it was a girl, right? A 14-year-old girl. She had been missing for a year. And a guy that frequents Pornhub, right? He saw the little girl on there and told the mom, like, yo, I think this your daughter on these videos on Pornhub. Now, at this point, the daughter had been missing for a year. She had been taken. She had been missing for a year. Come to find out, it was her daughter, right? And the little girl had appeared in over 58 different videos. 14-year-old girl with grown-ass men. 58 videos was on Pornhub of her underage girl having sex with men. And she'd been gone for a year. And her mom was able to find her on there. That's really the case that opened up and broke the camel back to where they had to go in and they had to shut him down, right? Because of that being one of the scenarios. It's like a whole bunch of other stuff that happened before that. They actually have a group of women out here that is called Traffic Hub, is the name of their organization, and they've been rolling through getting signatures. They got millions and millions of people to all agree that they wanted to shut Pornhub down because they were showing, not only were they showing as sexual assault, they were showing, you know, minors engaging in sexual activities, and it was grown adults that were paying to watch this stuff. And not only that, the people who had subscription base, they were able to download videos. Literally, but was able to download the videos and keep them. Not just like saving to a favorites on the platform. They was able to download the videos to their device and have them, you know, to walk around, upload, re-upload other places, do whatever they want with it because they had a subscription base. So not only did the credit card companies got in trouble too because they knew, because of course they see the charges. They see everything. Like, they know it all. You know what I mean? So I'm just telling y'all out there, man, there's a lot going on. And the fact that we as a group of people don't pay attention to politics and we don't pay attention to the things that affect us the most is weird. So on my platform, this is how we give it up. Okay, we give it up like that. We're going to give y'all the information. And we hope that y'all take this information and y'all do something with it, like research. Like, you don't have to take my word for it. My goal is not to get up here every week and try to be right or try to be smart. my goal for having this purpose of having this platform is called Sparking Conversation. I want to spark certain information and spark thought to make people have conversations. These are things that y'all all, well, I feel like, just my opinion, people should be talking about in their families. Not just talking about what you did for the day, but actually putting some substance in there so you can know which way to go. If you're paying attention to the way people are moving money around, then you can kind of pay attention to how you can figure out the road to your freedom. But I don't know. Do you guys really want freedom? Is your job your freedom? Is paying bills your freedom? Is the fact that a lot of y'all that be really feeling yourself about the money you make and all the things that you do and all these other things, but you're still in debt because most of y'all still went to college and y'all still paying for student loans. And if you ain't paying for them, they deferred and you still going to have to wind up paying for it. So you still in debt. So a lot of people that be coming off about how much money they make and leaving the security in their job, they still in debt. You still walking around in debt, no matter how cute you are, no matter how much you feel like you have, no matter male or female, you're still in debt. You're walking debt. So feel yourself on that, right? But before I get out of here, I want to make sure that I give a shout out. Let me check my comments real quick. I do have a comment. Let's see. Companies save money on not paying for a lease or rent to a property. They are saving money by people working from home because they do not have to pay on a building lease or rent, which I do believe that, right? But that's for people who work from home totally, like if you have a company. But for most companies, that's part of their write-off, is having a building, is having a way that they could justify, you know, the money that they bring it in and where it's going. So some of them, they still paying for the building, even if people are working from home. Like, it's people who completely work from home. They don't do no hybrid schedules. Hybrid schedules, you still going in the office a couple of days a week. But there are people who work completely from home and their company, wherever they work from, I guarantee you they still have an office that they could go in and out of, or maybe periodically people have to go into the office for different things, but they still paying for it. So they are paying for it whether you go to work or not. That's already in the budget. The point that I'm trying to make is that there are so many people who are not paying attention to the fact that they're using that as a means to not pay you more. So even if they're saving money, they should be bringing that back down to the people, because it's not like the people are asking for money just because it's something to do. They're saying like, yo, we need to match what's going on outside. What's going on outside is putting us in a strenuous position where we can't basically make it each and every day. And so many people, I know, like, there's two income households and they're still struggling. Right. And then people only have one child in two income households and they still are trying to figure it out, you know, because we've gotten away from the village. I mean, let's just be honest. We've gotten away from the village. The village is what really sustained the family and allowed the family to grow and build, was the village, not just, you know, the nuclear family that they try to always market and promote here. The man, the woman, and the child, and all this other shit. That's only a part of the village. That's not the whole thing. This family nucleus, you can't do it by yourself. Trust me. Most of y'all want a badge of honor because some of y'all been single parents. Some of y'all want a badge of honor because you might be in a relationship with a person who is sharing a responsibility with you. But at the end of the day, that still doesn't equate to how far we gotten away from nature and how far we gotten away from the village. Because had we really put the village back together, we would have a lot more than what we do have. People wouldn't be robbing Peter to pay Paul. But that's not my business, right? But anyway, next week, y'all know what we're doing. I got more information for y'all. I got my guests coming on next week. And then that'll be the end of season two. And then we'll come back in January for season three. And it's going down. It's also my birthday next week. I'm celebrating all month. So we don't even get into that whole scenario about the day. We're going to be in there and we're going to get it done. And that's what it is. So all my Sagittarius, double salute. And to the Ophius, I think, because now they're saying that we've been lied to. It's been really 13 months. And, you know, during a certain time frame in between November and December, we'll be considered that. And, you know, it's a different sign out there that we've been kept from. So now it's a new sign out there. I actually fall in that new sign. Well, it ain't new. It's just been, I guess, newly revealed. But I've actually fallen in, not the Sagittarius, but They say we share similar traits for that. So either way it goes, shout out to y'all. For those of y'all that are there, shout out to all of y'all that is the Sagittarius is in the building. And let's keep it moving, y'all. And double salute to all of y'all that jumped on tonight. Double salute to all the people that is going to watch the playbacks and everything else that's got to do with the platform. I thankfully appreciate y'all. And I hope y'all go out there and y'all do that research and y'all follow up on the things I said tonight, because it's out there for you. And, yeah, pay attention, stay safe out there, and don't forget, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So until next week, y'all, peace.